Hello everyone, welcome to the Hopeful Garden podcast. This is the first episode titled Empire of Loneliness. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about my relationship and experiences with loneliness, as well as my general thoughts and inputs on loneliness as a whole. So I think loneliness is a lot like hunger, right? So like, I think it's like when your mind or your body is trying to signal you, hey, you need this, so go after it. So I don't think it's bad in and of itself. I think it becomes problematic when it becomes chronic and really hard to attain the thing that you need. In this case, like relationships and even meaning and purpose in life. So in my experience, I think I have like, there's two aspects to my loneliness. One aspect is like my friendships and the fact that like I don't get to hang out with them as much as I want to. And the other aspect is that like I don't have purpose or meaning in life, or that like I don't have a community that I could be a part of, you know? So basically I'll talk about both these aspects of my loneliness. So like right now, I am feeling really lonely, if you couldn't tell. Basically, it's just that like, ever since my friends gotten busier, with college and looking for jobs, I'm not able to hang out with them as much as I want to, unfortunately. And that's kind of like, causing me some sort of distress, right? Because I kind of do want to hang out with people more often. When I was growing up, early childhood, my friends were both very entertaining and fun to hang out with, as well as they were there for me when I would need them. They were emotionally supportive, you know? And unfortunately, I kind of lost in touch with them, and our friendship kind of faded away, you know? But I really appreciated that, like, there was both aspects to them, you know? They were both entertaining and fun to hang out with, but they were also there for me. But right now, I only have the emotional support, I feel like. I don't really get to experience the entertainment part anymore, unfortunately, and which really sucks, because like I liked having friends who had those two things with them. Like it made life more enjoyable and more safe, I would like to say as well. In college though, I got to experience something like that again, where I met people who were fun to hang out with, but they're also emotionally mature enough to be supportive and caring and understanding, you know? And I really like that. And I'm grateful, like, they didn't lose the emotional part, you know? They were still very supportive and caring. But unfortunately, the entertainment part took a nosedive. And that kind of made me feel lonely, unfortunately. And it's a shame that I don't get to see these cool, awesome people as much as I wanted to be, you know? Yeah. So I guess that's the friendship aspect of my loneliness. The other aspect of my loneliness is like what I was talking to you about, like kind of not having a community or like purpose or meaning. I tried joining Discord, right? Trying to look for like a community that I could be a part of, but I ran to the opposite problem, right? So like with my friends, they're emotionally supportive, but like they're not always there to hang out with, actually. But on Discord, it's the opposite problem. I feel like they're not emotionally supportive or caring or understanding. They weren't even entertainment per se. They were just like memes, like living memes, you know? As funny as that sounds, they barely added any value into my life, except for a brief moment of humor. But sooner or later, that dies off really fast, you know? It just became nothing but jokes. They were just like, do the same joke forever, seems like. So like, I kind of like left some servers here and there because I didn't want to be a part of that kind of group, you know? I don't think those kind of people are healthy for me either, you know? So I'm kind of looking for people who kind of embodies both like the entertainment aspect as well as the emotional care aspect of friendship, you know? And it's really hard. It's really hard for me to like go out there and make friends. It's either because I myself have trouble making friends, like my social skills are inept, which I'm willing to admit. But also I think it's because of how kind of boring my area is, you know? Like, there's barely anything to do and it's really hard to meet new people. So I think it's the combination of both that kind of makes it hard for me to make new friends. Yeah, so like those are the two important things I do want to talk to you about my loneliness. The other aspect of loneliness I want to talk about is that like I feel like it's not being talked as much as I want it to be, because like loneliness has been playing like a huge role in my life and a huge part of my suffering, actually, I like to say. Because like almost every day I'm just in my room alone with my mind, which is really scary, you know? Like, especially a mind like mine's, whose only purpose is to produce like these negative thoughts and repeat these negative thoughts over and over again. Like, it's just draining, both emotionally and even physically to an extent, just thinking about like negative things over and over again. The only time I get the relief of that is like when I go outside around my neighborhood and just like look at like the birds, the flowers and plants. Like, that's refreshing. But I wish I could like get to experience like those groups of friends that you go out with and like get coffee or Starbucks or whatever and just chat and talk amongst each other. Like, I kind of want that, you know? I've always wanted that, but like I never gotten a chance to experience that to its full extent, I believe. And hopefully one day I can experience that, you know? You know, I just like have a bunch of friends go out, get donuts or something, talk about video games and whatnot. Like, that would be really fun. I would also like want to be, I also want to be a part of a community, you know? Like, have like a community identity. And I kind of want to have like purpose and meaning to my life. I don't want to be stuck in my room all day doing nothing, you know, just watching YouTube videos and like melting my brain. I want to go out and do something cool, you know? Like, I want to volunteer and stuff like that. Yeah, and the other aspect of like loneliness I want to talk to you about is that like I think it's a systemic or like social issue, right? I don't think it's just like this one feeling. I think loneliness is like really complex and it's an amalgamation or accumulation of like different kinds of feelings and your environment that you're in. Like, it's like depression, anxiety, and insecurity, feeling like you have no purpose. It's like it's all those things combined in this one atrocious feeling that seems like it will never go away. Like, I feel like my loneliness is like never going to go away, you know, at this point. And I wish we could do something about it, you know? I wish like there was like some sort of movement or something like that to do something. Unfortunately, I don't have the solution for this problem, but hopefully this episode can like start the conversation on like loneliness, and hopefully it could be talked about in a serious manner where we can like actually do something about it, you know? And hopefully this episode can relate to you guys in many ways, and hopefully it could get you guys to start talking about it and start developing some creative solutions. Like, I would definitely like to hear your guys' thoughts and experience about loneliness, you know, and your experience with loneliness in general. So yeah, thanks for listening to my podcast on loneliness. I really appreciate it. Well, see you on the next one, guys. Take care. Bye.